This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. The Department for Children and Families is under new leadership this week after DCF Commissioner Dave Iacovone stepped down from the position to take another job. Now Ken Schatz has been named to the post. Schatz has served as general counsel for the Agency of Human Services, and he joins us now from our Montpelier studios to talk about the new job. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Ken.
Thank you, Mitch. Glad to be here.
Now, we should acknowledge up front that these are not easy times for the department. It's been well publicized that two young children who were under DCF supervision were killed, one allegedly by a stepfather, another allegedly by his mother. Why did you want to take this job during such a difficult time for the department?
These are challenging times. I think Commissioner Iacovone has done an excellent job in providing leadership for the department during these challenging times. As he has made a decision to move on and the opportunity was presented to me to take on this role, after giving it some thought and recognizing the daunting task ahead, I decided that I was actually enthusiastic about addressing those challenges and doing what I can to make conditions better for children and families in Vermont.
Public confidence was understandably shaken after these incidents, especially when such young children are killed. It's terrible to contemplate. How are you going to restore that public confidence in the DCF?
There's no question that those are heartbreaking incidents. And what we need to do is to be clear that the department has a role to play, and we want to be diligent in doing what we can in the best and most effective way possible to protect children. And by being, I think, open and clear that our staff work incredibly hard, and they make challenging decisions every day. But we also recognize we can improve. And I think by going through the process of looking at ourselves, taking advice from experts and others involved, I believe we can enable Vermonters to feel confident in the role that we play.
After Doug Racine left as Agency of Human Services Secretary, he said that one of the real problems in DCF is that there just aren't enough social workers to handle the caseloads. Would you agree with that assessment?
Generally, I do. As I enter into this new role, I am looking forward to reviewing and learning and understanding better about how what the needs are and how we can be more effective in serving our role. But clearly, having adequate resources is extremely important.
There's a special legislative council that's going to be looking into making some changes at DCF. How will you be working with that particular group?
We are appreciative of the thoughtful approach that that legislative panel is taking to looking at the child protection system. I think they've heard a lot of comments and suggestions, and I have actually participated and been listening through that process, so I'm well aware of the issues that are being discussed. We very much look forward to an approach where the department can make recommendations. We can ultimately see what the legislature wants to do with respect to legislation and policy direction. And my hope is that that will have a positive, constructive outcome to improve our services.
Ken, I know you can't comment directly on the cases of those two toddlers who were killed. Actually, one was younger than toddler age. But in general, can you give me an idea of, you know, the public heard that story and they're thinking, how is it possible that DCF workers could have seen children who had shown signs of abuse before not been taken from that environment?
DCF clearly has as its priority the safety of children. We need to make sure and continue to make sure, and we do it day after day, that we take appropriate steps to investigate allegations and, where appropriate, where we do find that there is abuse or neglect going on, take appropriate steps to provide either supportive services or, in some circumstances, there is authority under the law, utilizing the court system to have a child removed from their family. That's an extreme step, but sometimes necessary to protect children. Then going forward, the question is, can services be provided? Can families turn around in terms of how they are parenting their children so that reunification can occur? Or is it a circumstance where the child's safety is at risk, in which case we need to find another alternative permanent approach to enable the child to grow and thrive? These are really challenging issues, and we have to address those on a case-by-case basis.
Your wife is Trinka Kerr. She's the chief of the Office of the Healthcare Advocate, and her office serves Vermonters who need help with healthcare issues. I wonder if you see any conflict of interest in you taking this job with DCF.
That's accurate that my wife serves in that role, and she's a great advocate. What I can tell you is that we're mindful of the potential for conflicts, and we will make sure that we divide our roles and responsibilities in such a way as to avoid such conflicts.
Ken Schatz is the commissioner for the Department for Children and Families. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Mitch.